Devin, what were you second with discussion?
I have a motion on the floor and a second with discussion.
What were you saying? The
the candle in Cypress happened to be on our list, the one that had been tabled that we needed to get cleaned up.
From a long time ago?
Yeah, it's from back in 21. And the people never did come back with a solution.
That was the one we were supposed to, okay. Yeah. Yep, I remember that.
Do we have a second? So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries.
And the next one, Kathy, if you pull up the video or Beacon, going first, I guess, however you guys want. This will be off of Bee Creek Road, and then turn on Spencer Drive, about a quarter mile off of Bee Creek.
This isn't the
Jack's Way, which is off of Spencer. There is no room for a turnaround there.
Is it not platted for a?
I thought it was platted for one.
Straight down a hill, too.
Mm-hmm. Right there. It's there in the bottom.
Coming
right.
Down on the mountain, yeah, the main Spencer would come in down here to a platted turnaround that is already built. I would recommend it, the main road.
You recommend what?
I would recommend that he throws a group together, Spencer Drive, the Jack's Way. I would recommend get on it because we're going to have to back out. You know, there's nobody willing to give up any room for a turn.
Right, and that is. That there is one lot at the end of that, at the turnaround, or at the dead end.
Yeah. This comes to the end. And then Spencer, take it to the turnaround and not any further.
To that cul-de-sac right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any specific measurements or identifiers to...
They're labeled, I think.
I'll get it surveyed and get the point at the turnaround.
Okay.
And then Travis will make it over, which drive it through, get down to that point. And that way we've got it on record that such and such coordinates, we don't have to do it.
Okay. But your recommendation is not to take in Jack's Way.
Right.
But with the turnaround to the turnaround at Spencer Drive.
Correct.
Move to approve Spencer Drive to the turnaround that will be defined by Road and Bridge Administrator Devin Huff, and move to deny Jack's Way.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next we have Holtz Lake Drive, is that correct?
Yes, and that's been brought before, and it has been denied due to the fact that there's no plans or anything that people could provide showing how it was built and how it was properly compacted.
On the dam, we don't want the liability of the dam.
Yeah,
right.
I think we've taken...
We denied it before, but they tried to petition it again. Is that so? We got to deny it again.
And I'm just going to put in the petition until, or the letter back to them until we have a engineer study that please do not turn one back in.
Okay.
Because I have talked to engineers about it, and that's what it's going to require: a lot of drilling,
core drilling.
Yeah, to determine what the compaction was.
Where's the which one's Sunrise Cove?
Sunrise is right there to the left of the lake.
Okay, it's the one along the bottom there?
Yeah, the one right here behind the market.
Okay.
I mean, we've got a platted public here, platted public here, and this particular part right here would be the one we would be maintaining. We wouldn't be maintaining.
Is it wide enough?
Yeah, it's curved and gutter.
Did they petition that one?
Yeah.
It runs right up to the market, doesn't it?
Yeah, on each end it does.
Parking lots.
Yeah.
It's in good shape?
Yes.
It says resealed, so you'll need to reseal it in 3 to 4 years, is what you're saying?
Yeah, probably put a micro pave on it and be done with it. I mean, it's curb and gutter. It would need a little bit of vegetation trimmed, but other than that, it's in good shape.
Move to deny Holt Lake Drive and move to bring into the county road system Sunrise Cove.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the Bull Shoals Road.
I don't know if you want to see the video and all that on this or take my word for it. The Bull Shoals Road is going to be $100,000+ to fix up to county road standard, but it exceeds our maximum grade by 9% in one spot, so it's 24%
grade. 24% grade?
Yes, so my recommendation would be to deny.
It's also narrow, isn't it?
Very narrow.
I want to see you drive it.
Yeah, I want to see the video
okay.
here.
It's rough.
There you go.
I mean, I want to see the...
It was in pretty good... It was in better shape in this video than what it currently is.
Number of residents down this road, Devin?
Mm-hmm.
Shows 12.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is that?
Six.
No, six.
Six? Okay, so you guys, this form's a little different than you
right here. Months. Right here, you're on the 20% grade. Get past the washed out area right here, it goes to 24%.
Even if they did the work on it and brought it up to standards, it'd be too steep for road standards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what is our
15 is our maximum
15%.
Yes.
Move to deny Bull Shoals Road.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next one we have is the Whispering Hills Court.
This one here is also off of T30. Depending on how you want to look at it, when you go in it, you can go back left. There's three more homes that are addressed off of Whispering Hills Court. Otherwise, it goes straight in to the turnaround. I have not got to talk to the people, but every one of their Bradford pear trees and all that would have to go. They're well within our right-of-way. I don't know how they would be with that.
But they petitioned. for this.
Yeah, the petition, but do they know?
Do they understand? Yeah.
I wouldn't want to vote to take it in until it was made clear to them the conditions of it.
I mean, I'm good with that if you want to table it until I can make contact with them. But
I would feel better with the way that that is depicted there on that screen. I mean,
the turnaround is literally platted right to the, up on the concrete of the.
Yeah, and I see there with most of the right-of-way taken out of that property there on the far right corner there.
Yeah.
I would I guess they've got an easement to come around that backside for everything else, those other two.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that. Their road coming into their three homes is paved. I don't know how good a shape it is all the way back there, but it did have pavement on it.
I would either.
And another trick to it, you know, people's going to have to understand you're going to have to get the water under control, and we would be putting water on other people, but in a different fashion than the way they're getting it now. It is going to have a cross pipe, you know, approximately in that area right before or after that other road that goes down. You know.
So if the other people understood that we'd be taking all the trees out, it would also put a liability to us on controlling the water on those other. Is that correct?
Yes. One of them that you're going to have to make an area about midway for the water together from each way to get rid of.
I'd even be tempted to get a letter just, you know, stating this is what the right-of-way is, this is what it looks like, maybe even show a diagram and have them sign it saying they know what it is before we take it in.
Okay. Definitely have a good communication with them.
Yep.
That way they know in advance.
And if one of us needs to go and talk to them, I'm sure we could and would.
Yep.
But yeah, we don't want to take something in and then find out
they don't like where it's at.
Yeah.
We could take it. This neighbor could say, well, why aren't you doing this? Why didn't you dig? But we can't.
Yeah. Move to table the Whispering Hills Court until Devin Huff, Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, can communicate with the people on that road that's affected.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Not you.
Next on our agenda, we have vehicle service contracts. We have a letter dated July 14th, 2023 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, that approves to the contracts as to form. We have them on 4 2024 GMC K2500 heavy duty trucks.
This is for the
big extended.
Yeah. Move to approve the vehicle service contracts by and between Taney County and Mechanical Breakdown Protection Incorporated.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next, we have the Notice of Renewal for Newspaper Publication Services, number 23-085.